Hello, anime fans, and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host, Jordo, and here with me, as always, is my co-host and kin, the baby brother, Brennan. If this is your first time ever tuning in, welcome to That Anime Podcast. Today is going to be a little bit of a different format. Normally, we talk about the anime we've been watching, maybe have some anime news. That's kind of been on hiatus since Colton's been on sabbatical from the podcast, but he'll be joining us again this summer. Let's just get straight into the topic today. Let's just go screw the format of talking about what we're watching. We're talking some Pokemon today. Some Pokemans. But
pocket monsters, as they were.
Some pocket monsters. Yeah, that's actually something the whole inspiration for this episode was last night my wife was like really wanting to play a new Pokemon game, and I'm like, babe, there ain't any good shit out right now. Like, all the newest Pokemon, Violet and Scarlet, anybody that's played them knows they're complete ass. I mean, we played them and we beat them, but they were complete ass. Terrible reviews. Nintendo.
It's just kind of one of those
things. They just spit out whatever
too.
They could.
It's just the same thing, too, every time. Like, it's a good format and a good game style. Like, obviously, classic. It just needs a little bit of updating and refinement. Like, we've played it so many times. And then, yeah, on those ones specifically, the polish on them was just ass. Like,
yeah, they made all these buildings and towns, and you can't walk into a single building.
It's one thing to do the same gameplay model over and over, because honestly, even if they did that, we're still going to play it. Like, you know what you're getting into.
Yep.
But you can still make the world filled out and, like, look good and different things like that. But
yeah,
every
so we ended up
game company has kind of one of those errors. Not every, but a lot of them do, like, the one bad game, or they get too greedy, or they rush it out.
Yeah.
That's usually to do with the higher-ups, just pushing it.
Yeah, it's like Mario Kart. They redo the same shit, but they give us some new iterations, some new tracks, new characters.
Mario and, like, Zelda are kind of like the exceptions. Like, they don't really be putting out bad shit because they wait so long in between all of them. Even, like, Super Smash Bros., there's like 10, 12 years between releases because they're making sure it's going to be the same thing, but it's going to be better.
Smash Brothers Melee!
They're all pretty heat. The one I think has the worst rap is the one on the Wii Brawl, and it's not that bad.
Oh, I don't even know that one.
Super Smash Bros. Brawl, because we didn't have a Wii, but I played with my friends. It's not that bad. I mean, Melee is still the GOAT, honestly, even to the newest one. What's the new one?
Super.
It's just called
Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Ultimate, yeah. I mean, Ultimate's some heat, and the character list is good too, but Melee, that's probably just our nostalgia. We used to play that
Melee
shit.
Was peak.
We were playing the GameCube 4-player Melee on my TV that was literal, like, 8-inch. You remember that
straight
shit?
From Japan. Yeah, straight in Japan import VCR built into the TV.
Just like, it was like a box, too. It wasn't like a flat. It was just a fucking box.
And you remember we used to like have arguments about who the strongest computer was, and what we would do is set 99 lives, have a 4v4 computer free for all of like Donkey Kong, Bowser, Falco, and Fox, or Ness, because we all had our one go-to, and Falco was always second best, but Fox, without a doubt, always won.
I don't remember what we did on the, like, when we played the computers, like, it kind of depended, but yeah,
no,
for a
I'm
while
saying
there,
whenever we, I'm saying we just let four computers hack it out for
yeah,
hours.
I don't remember who ended up being the best. All I know is basically everybody but you ended up, by the end of our run, when everybody was really fucking good, everybody just used Fox, except you, and you used Ness, and it would just be like three Foxes, and then someone to change it up would just be Falco, just have the same moveset.
Just a slower Fox.
Like, ah, fuck, I'll be Falco, just so there's not too many Foxes.
Yeah. Well, and that was part of the problem with the game, is he was so much faster than everybody else, and he could block everything. He had the long-distance gun. His freaking kick sent you to the moon. And his jump was unstoppable, because you could triple jump in any direction.
Yeah, the way we were playing as Youngbloods, like, we were pretty good, but we would have got bodied by, like, the pros, obviously. We weren't like...
Yeah, the pros are playing with like Mr. Game & Watch and shit.
We weren't like dash running where they do the continuous dash where you can't get hit. We tried, yeah. Me and one of my buddies tried to learn it. We could never really get it down.
Is that where you just do his third jump, like the flaming...
No, you can do it. You can do it with any character. I forget what they call it. It's like dash running or something, or wave dashing, where you just like you dash and cancel it out so quickly consecutively, you can like move across and like you can't get kicked or hit with anything because you get iframes, invincibility frames. So you like do that to move around the map.
What the hell?
You just got to watch like some of the pros, like they all do it.
Shit, I have no idea what you're even talking about, but
I think it's called wave dashing.
I'll have to look this up.
Somebody listening knows, and they're probably pulling their hair out saying what it's actually called, but they know
it's
what I
wave
mean.
Wave dash. Yeah. Well, what I was saying was we ended up buying Pokemon Arceus for the Switch.
I think it's
so
called
she's playing
Arceus.
That right now. Arceus?
I think that's how the commercial pronounced it. If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
How is
I've
it?
I've never...
It's a little bit different, I know.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a
different
format.
It's the isekai of Pokemon, for sure. You get dropped into another world. You're like, you get dropped into a world where everybody is like super afraid of Pokemon and doesn't really know what to do with them. And you're just like, you catch these things, you train them, you fight them like some cockfighting rings. I mean, more or less. We got it last night, so I don't know that much about it, but at the very least, you can tell that they've tried to put some creativity into the style of gameplay, and they took some risks, which we can appreciate after playing Pokemon Scarlet, which, again, was complete ass.
Yeah, you guys should try Pal World.
I've heard about that. It's like Animal Crossing, right?
No, it's like Pokemon, but... Like
I've seen that. Yeah, it's the CPU game.
Yeah, you're right. It might only be on CPU, but yeah, you just catch the pals like Pokemon, and they can fight. But some of them like whip out machine guns, but they're also basically like slaves. Like they work. They're just like working
work
manufacturing. Like, and you have to like
cook
give
you
them
some dinner.
Yeah, they like I don't know. I haven't really played it, but you have to like set up some shit that. For your like society, and they build and they work, and you have to like give them beds and shit, or they'll go insane.
Jeez,
I think
I remember that took off. They were getting sued by Pokemon, weren't they?
I don't know. Probably they probably tried something. Nintendo was like, hell no, Game Freak.
Yeah. Well, we're talking Pokemon today, so let's go ahead and get right into it. I've got two really good articles, and the first one I want to start off with, or I should say, lists. Are the top 10 most popular Pokemon of all time. Do you want to take a guess at who the number one spot goes to?
I think it's Charizard over Pikachu.
That would have been my guess as well. However, Pikachu is number one.
And Charizard's two?
I think Charizard as a Pokemon probably is more popular, but I think we're also only thinking of like manly type people. Because, like, we forget about the cutesy culture of...
Yeah, I know, it's just Charizard, you know, like, they're iconic.
I know, who wouldn't want a Charizard?
Like, over fucking Blastoise and
Venusaur,
he was just kind of like especially of the games, like, everybody, all the young boys, I should say, they wanted red if they could choose. Like, you know,
if
that
you
red
see,
version.
Yeah, here's the argument that I'm making for Charizard being the most popular Pokemon. When you're playing this video game, any of them, if even the trading card game, you always want to try to catch or trade for the Charmander or the Charizard. You don't just pass a Charmander and be like, I don't need a Charmander. No, you freaking throw a Pokeball at that thing and you pray that it gets sealed up. Pikachu, they're everywhere. I don't need a Pikachu. Like, it's not even an option when you start the game off, because it's like, there are thousands of these. They're rodents. They're freaking go into the fields and you'll find one. There's just no rarity to the Pikachu.
I mean, he's a good mascot, too. Like, I can see why he or she gained his popularity, the Pokemon Pikachu. You know, it's cute, it's powerful, doesn't go in its Pokeball. People like that shit.
Yep.
I mean, it was cool in yellow version that he followed you around, too. The one perk.
Yeah, back when he was the fat Pikachu before a freaking skinny culture took over.
They hit the Ozempic on him.
Golly, they did. They downgraded my boy. He looked better thick. Back when he had no neck, just straight from the head to the body.
Yeah, had way more character back then.
Oh, yeah. Freaking boy liked to eat back then. Now he's on that diet on that Ozempic. All right, let me read through this list of the top 10. We got Pikachu. No surprise. I guess I was surprised. Number 2, Charizard.
Here you got
number 3.
Let me guess a few more.
All right, I'll tell you what place they're in.
Eevee's probably on there. I don't know where.
Eevee is on there.
Greninja.
You
want
to take a guess at where?
Eevee's probably like 5.
Eevee is 6. Greninja is 5.
Greninja's ahead of Eevee. Wow. I mean,
correct.
Greninja's he's pretty tight. I'm not going to lie.
Take a guess at who 3 and 4 are.
3 and 4. You're talking about cutesy.
No, just in general, most popular.
I mean, I think Squirtle should be in 3 or 4, personally.
Squirtle's not on the list of top 10.
That's tough. I mean, not like the evolution, just straight up classic Squirtle, OG Squirtle.
He's got the best
tight
voice. He's Squirtle. Got that rasp.
Squirtle, Squirtle. Squirtle, Squirtle, Squirtle.
The Squirtle episode where there's the gang of them and they have
the
cool
sunglasses
one.
Yeah, this is the one that Ash
one of
gets
the best
has
episodes.
The sunglasses.
He was their fucking leader.
Is 3 and 4 from first gen? Are they from...
Yes, one of them is. All right, the third number 3 you won't guess. It's called Mimikyu.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that. Mimikyu?
Mimikyu. So it's a ghost type that wears a rag that looks like Pikachu, but it's just creepy.
And it already climbed its way up to 3.
Yeah.
Wow.
Number 4 is... you should know this one because you quoted this guy.
Mewtwo?
Last week. Yeah, Mewtwo.
Mewtwo ain't that tight. I mean, he's got good quads.
I mean, he's
cool.
In Super Smash. I mean,
yeah,
he's a popular Pokemon.
He's actually in my like top 3 rotations in Smash, too. He's a little floaty, but I like him overall. He's got a good moveset.
Yep. All right, number 5, you already guessed Greninja. Number 6, Eevee. Number 7... In the same ballpark as Greninja, that generation.
What type is he?
Fighting steel type.
Oh my god, I'm not going to know that. The only fighting
type
I know.
He's in Super Smash Brothers as well, the new one, Ultimate.
Not that one dragon-looking guy, is it?
No, he looks like a fox.
I don't know.
It's Lucario.
Oh, Lucario, yeah. That's... I get that. I'm surprised, I'm not. Actually, I do believe Greninja would be ahead of him, because in the newer Pokemons, Greninja's kind of like the go-to for Ash.
Yeah. Greninja. All right, number 8. This is OG. This Pokemon rolled around with Brock.
Onix?
Onix is number 8. There's number 9.
Some hope in the world. Some of these Pokemon are pretty good, not your standard. I mean, Onix is kind of standard, but he's a little bit different.
All right, number 9 is a ghost type. Gen 1.
Gengar.
Yeah, good guess.
I mean, the smiling bastard. Everybody loves him.
Yeah, he's legit. He's just got a good body shape. He's just a head with legs and arms.
And that spiky-ass hair and ears.
Yeah. And number 10 is also a Gen 1.
Type.
Type is grass. Poison.
He's a Gen 1 grass poison?
Yeah, I didn't know that he was also poison type, but he is.
It's not freaking Bulbasaur, is it?
it's Bulbasaur.
I mean, he is the original first Pokemon.
He's the very first Pokemon.
I mean, I respect that, but Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
He was, I mean, he's
fun. He had a good backstory, too. Yeah.
All the main 3 did. I mean, Charmander got abandoned by his old master. In the rain and shit, and they had to get him to the hospital. All of them, they got brought up. They came out the mud, all 3 of them.
None of them evolved, though, which is a travesty. At least let Squirtle become a war turtle, man.
Charizard evolved all the way to Charizard. That's when he became a bitch and wouldn't listen to Ash.
I know, but like, at least let your other three, man, stand up to Charizard. He's thinking he's got the biggest tail around now, which he did, but...
They couldn't do that because Gary had the Blastoise.
I forgot he had a Blastoise, you're right.
Yeah, he also had Eevee, was his starter Pokemon, because he thought he was so cool. Had to get that special edition.
True. All right, so that was the top 10. Now I got this other list. And I'll link both these lists in the show notes so people can read these. But you know us, we love lists. It's just good talking points. We talked about this right to start off the episodes. Pokemon, for all of you that didn't know and thought we were just blowing smoke up your booties, it means pocket monsters. So I'm just going to read straight what this says. Pokemon's an abbreviation of Poketo Monsuta, which means pocket monster in Japanese. Because they fit in your pocket, of course. So, I feel like most people did know that, but like I said, my wife did not know that when I told her yesterday.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you when I picked up on that knowledge, but I did. Obviously, I said at the beginning of the episode, I knew it, and I've known it for quite some time, but I don't know if it was like whenever I was five and first found out about it, or just like somewhere along the line. If you've been in Pokemon long enough, you'll have heard that for the most part.
Yep. Number two. Apparently, Saudi Arabia banned Pokemon at one point. Apparently, because Pokemon was promoting polytheism, a belief in more than one god, and other things, the government weren't happy about this. Wow. Man,
I'd like to say I could tell you I don't remember in any of the episodes that I watched. I don't really remember them talking about any like gods or deities or anything, really. Didn't really come up that I can remember. But, I mean, it may have. I was also a little kid, so it maybe just went over my head.
All right, number three. Pikachu directly translates as sparkly mouse noise. This one's pretty cool. So Pikachu means... So Pika is from Pika Pika, which means glitter or sparkle. And then Chu is from Choo Choo, which is the noise a mouse makes. It's like choo choo. So that's how they came up with this name. Sparkly mouse noise. Pikachu. Ingenious, honestly.
Yeah, they're all, especially the Gen 1, they're all, I mean, Pikachu may be one of the more uncommon ones, but for the most part, they're pretty spot on with the names.
Oh shoot, here's a cool one. Did you know, so I thought that Pokemon came about from the cards, but it actually came about from the video game that was designed by Satoshi Tajiro in 1995. So he first thought of the idea back in 1990 as a way to link up two people with different Game Boys to play the same game. And apparently nobody thought this was a good idea because they couldn't comprehend like why you would play with somebody else's game while playing the same one. And so that was the whole inspiration behind Pokemon, was having a way to like play the Game Boy with other people.
Hmm. And that was for Pokemon Yellow, Red, and Blue. I remember when you could connect with people.
Yeah.
You know, this may be on your list too, but you know, Ash in Japan, his name is Satoshi. They just changed it for the dub.
What the f...
Yeah, so like everybody in Japan knows him as Satoshi.
That's way better than Ash.
I mean, Ash is kind of tight. I mean...
So how is the lip flap different from Satoshi from Ash? It's literally one flap versus three. How did they make that work?
I don't know.
They should have named him Gregory. I don't know. Ash is not the same as Satoshi.
Ash Ketchum, though? Maybe because they just say his full name, Ash Ketchum. Well, that'd still be too many syllables, huh?
No, that's three. Satoshi, Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, maybe that's how they did it. I mean, you gotta admit, though, Ash Ketchum, like, any kid, we would all took that name and donned that name if our parents would have let us.
True.
It's a pretty cool name still to this day. It is. I mean, Satoshi is a cool name, too, but you can totally understand why bringing it to America and 1996 or whenever, why they went ahead and gave him an easier name.
Yeah.
Like, who knows Satoshi. What Brock and Misty, I don't know if they have original Japanese names or what.
Brock.
But I didn't know.
His name.
I did know Satoshi was his name, but I didn't know. I didn't know that was, like, the creator of Pokemon's name.
Yep. Satoshi Tajiro. Tajiri. Okay, here's another one. The Gotta Catch 'Em All ethos has a backstory. So, Satoshi's idea about collecting animals in Pokemon came from his love of being in the garden as a child. As a boy, he would spend hours finding and collecting bugs and insects. In fact, he spent so much time doing it, his friends called him Dr. Bug, and he originally wanted to become a bug scientist or entomologist to give it its proper name. So that explains all of the bug type Pokemon, I suppose.
Caterpie.
He was Metapod, that's all those what I'm saying, bitches.
Metapod was his baby.
Over 30. I feel like you could have made some cooler. Well, there's some cool ones. There's Scyther. He's a cool bug type.
No, the first three gens were all pretty freaking good. It's just not. Some of the newer ones are good too, but once they started getting into like the Pokemon that were like, they're not based off animals. They're just like a freaking piece of metal or something. Or like they're like a door. I don't know if there's like a door Pokemon, but you've probably seen some in the newer games that you come across. It's based off like an object instead of an animal. Those ones I don't like as much. Like Greninja's cool. Like a frog, a water type frog Pokemon. Like that's cool.
Yep.
Zapdos, a bird, like, an electric bird. That shit's cool.
Yeah, there's some stupid Pokemon for sure. Like this is a used tissue Pokemon called Snotty. You know, we don't need it.
Yeah, give us some, really
some more reptilians.
I can't really think of any of the Gen 1s that aren't.
Magnemite, the freaking one that was like a magnet.
Yeah, that thing was tight though. I was gonna think of him when I was thinking of non Pokemon, but like, can't beat that shit. Voltorb,
Executor, the Voltorb, eggs kind of suck too.
The fucking bomb.
Yeah, he was legit. Voltorb. Yeah, you don't want to set him off. You remember the eggs, Executor?
Yeah. Those ones were cool, though. I don't know. I mean, I guess they're kind of what we just said, but we got nostalgia on some of those early ones. Graveler, just some fucking gravel. Pile of gravel.
Pile of rocks. So did you know, it's crazy to think that the cards didn't even come out until 1998. So the game was out for 3 years before cards started being produced. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, if you think about it now, but back then, to me, not really, because, you know, we're just freaking kids. Like, I was literally, like, in kindergarten in, like, 98 or whatever, so, like, I would have had no way of getting my hands on either one, but I feel like we got the cards probably before Colton got that Game Boy.
Probably.
And he had that pink Game Boy, or it was supposed to be red, but it looked pink. And then I don't know how, but like you found that purple Game Boy at Colts, and I still got it. We just kept that shit. It was like, what are we supposed to do with it?
Oh yeah, we were. That was at a Colts, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just like left there, and we like shopped the whole time, and like came back, and it was still there. So we like took it. I don't know if that shit was evil or not, but like it had the camera game where you like put the game in, and it's a camera. That's what came with. That's what was in it.
I forgot about that shit. The Game Boys, it's a crazy concept too, because they didn't have a backlight. Like,
you'd have an accessory.
You could not play, and the accessory didn't help. Like, it made it worse. It just reflected right off of your screen and into your eyes. Like, the Game Boy really was designed to only be played during the daylight. And then when they came out with the DS, It was a game changer. The backlight.
They came out with the SP first.
That's what it was. The SP looked like a smartphone that flipped open.
No, that was the DS. I don't know what the SP and the DS. There was the one that was like the horizontal version that didn't. You know what I'm talking about? You held it.
Yeah, that was the SP.
That was the SP.
Yep.
That was the Game Boy Advanced, and then the SP was the one I had that flipped open like a laptop. And then the DS was the dual screen that flipped open also, which I also had.
Oh.
Yeah, so the first upgrade was the DS, which we never had a DS that did. Not a DS, the Advance, the Game Boy Advanced. And then they came out with the Game Boy Advance SP, and that was the flip open one that I had. That was probably the best one.
Did Game Boy just discontinue? Like, are they not coming out with anything anymore?
Probably not.
I haven't heard of Game Boy in a long time.
I think the Switch kind of just took it over because it's kind of both.
They should have named it Game Mon instead, just to include females as well. Naming a company Game Boy, it's not inclusive. Not inclusive enough.
Not anymore.
You're rolling out 50% of the market.
Just like, honestly, if you're Game Mon, though,
you could be anything.
The name was honestly pretty freaking legit, though, if you think about it. Like, I know, like, now it's not, but back in the day, like, the Game Boy, for a kid, like, shit, I remember when I got the SP, like, I was lit. I used to always play the Mega Mans. That's why I always had to have the new one, play that Battle Network.
Yeah, it was a sweet name, Game Boy. Apparently, they don't know what the first Pokemon created was.
I thought it was Bulbasaur.
I know, we thought that it was, but a lot of people are on here are saying it could have been Rhydon.
Oh, that's not a good story.
Or maybe even Clefairy. They just don't know because they drew a ton at all at one time.
Yeah, I could see that. They probably just gave Bulbasaur the number one, probably the first one that he was like, this guy's pretty cool.
Yeah, probably.
Because they do have them number ordered, and Bulbasaur is one, if I'm right. Like, the original set, they all have a number, and he's 001, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
But that doesn't necessarily mean they created him. They just decided, like, this dude's going to be first. The old seed.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, isn't it on the cards, too?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Let me see this Charmander card. So on the Charmander card, it says... No, it just says basic Pokemon Charmander. Unless it's like written on the small somewhere. I'm not seeing a number. But anyways, only Mario has sold more video games than Pokemon. But that's because he's got... That's got to be a close race, though, because Pokemon comes out with, like, a game a year across different platforms.
Yeah, but Mario,
Mario's got, like, three coming out a year.
The thing is, Mario's that dude is the problem.
He's on Super Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, Mario Brothers, Luigi's Mansion. I mean, Super Mario, Mario Party. That's six right there. Mario Tennis.
So... To backtrack, I'm looking at a card of Bulbasaur, and underneath it says resistance. It has like its thing, and it says has the weakness to fire and retreat cost. And then underneath it says a strange seed was planted on the back at birth. Thus, a plant sprouted and now grows with this Pokemon. That says level 13, and next to that, it has number one.
Bulbasaur.
So he is number one, it would appear at least.
There it is. You heard it here first on that anime podcast.
I'll look up a Charmander card just in case. See if that shit's on there.
Think about this for a second. All of the Pokemon that we grew up watching in the show had a voice actor. They had some guy in the studio.
Charmander's number four.
Who was number two and three?
But there's also, it says 46 out of 102 at the bottom. What does that mean? Shit.
Yeah, I don't even know now.
Yeah. Take all this with a grain of salt.
There was a voice actor that was in the studio saying, Bulbasaur.
It's probably most of the same dude, just redoing
Charmander,
shit, honestly.
Charmander. Didn't Charmander have like a really high-pitched voice like that?
Yeah, he'd go, Charmander.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Alright, I pulled up
was
Squirtle.
Like two different people.
Squirtle has the number 7, but then he also has 93 out of 130. But those 93 out of 130s change the number, so it's like, I think that number is what you can go off of.
Hmm.
But somebody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah. We'll have to look into that.
We probably won't. All
right, the colors. Yeah, we probably won't, but somebody will hit us up. The colors of the Pokeballs were actually based off of Campbell's soup cans. So, wow. The famous Pokeball is actually meant to mimic the look of a soup can, specifically the tomato soup can that appear in Andy Warhol's famous picture. We're not sure why the design was based on soup can, but once you see it, you can't unsee it. And yeah, it is, oh my gosh, it is. The white at the bottom, the red at the top, and then there's a little circle in the middle.
I mean, either way, it's a good steal anyways, because the Pokeballs are iconic. Steal. I'm trying to figure out, is like, did Kishimoto also, with the Uchiha fan symbol, did he purposely pick those colors to kind of give it the Pokeball look? I mean,
maybe.
Because for the longest time, I just thought it looked like a Pokeball. I didn't get the symbol. I thought it was like a mushroom. I didn't know till like later on when I got more into the backstory and, you know, doing my own research that it was a fan, you know, which to fan the flames because they all use fire style to enlarge it. But, you know, the white and red looks like a Pokeball.
I know. I still think it looks like a Pokeball on first glance.
I've had it as my background before, like back in the day on my phone, and people asked me if that was a Pokeball, and I was like, "Nah, that's something different."
No, but I can see why you'd think that.
Pretty much.
All right, here's another good one. Oh, go ahead.
Did you think it was a mushroom, like when you first started watching, or did you just not even think about it really?
No. I did not think a mushroom at all. I just thought it was a cool like logo, just like a shape with the colors.
But you eventually found out what it was a fan.
Yeah, only because you told me.
I did.
Yeah, I remember being like, "Why does this shit look like a Pokeball?"
Yeah, the thing is, it looks, because when you think of like the Asian fans, you think the ones that like spread out, but it's like the one you hold and like literally fan flames with to make it grow. So. Yeah, it'd be a hard one to pick up on, I guess. So maybe somebody listened and learned something just now.
Somebody did. Somebody out there. So this one's pretty cool. Ash's Pokemon was originally meant to be Clefairy, not Pikachu. Can you imagine?
Whoever made the call down to be like, hell nah, they owe that man a lot of money because he saved the franchise.
Clefairy. I don't know. Clefairy could have been pretty tight. I don't know what its like attack move is. I don't see it beating a Charizard endgame, but
ain't got the look. Like, Pikachu's got the feistiness and he's like cute enough for the mascot. I feel like Clefairy's not even that cute. It's just like, should have went with Jigglypuff at that point if you're going pink. At least Jiggly had the hair and the big eyes and the microphone.
Draws on your ass when you fall asleep. That thing had a bone to pick. Didn't even realize that its power put people to sleep.
At all.
I agree. It's funny that it was going to be the original Pokemon, and now you think about it, it became probably one of the least popular Pokemon in the lineup.
Isn't Clefairy? I know it's Chansey is with Nurse Joy, but isn't that the cop? Isn't she roll around with the cop?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure she does. Like, I can't remember the cop's name, but it's the same thing. They're all the same. They're all sisters or whatever, and Brock likes them. I'm pretty sure on their little motorcycles, there's always a Clefairy on the back.
I think you're right. Many Pokemon are based on traditional Japanese stories and legends. So let me see if I can find anything good in here. Examples include Frostless, based on the Japanese legend of a scary vampire frost lady, and Lotad, who, although cute, is based on a water monster called a Kappa, which holds water on its head. Vulpines, meanwhile, are based on the Kitsune, clever fox creatures with many tails. So Vulpix.
Yeah, everyone knows that. The nine-tailed fox, nine tails.
Yeah.
Kurama. Kuramas.
And Kurama, you think that shit's original to Naruto, then you just start watching anime and you realize, like, oh no, this shit's embedded into so many anime. Yeah.
Well, it's also Japanese. I think, isn't it in Ghost of Tsushima? Like, the two-tailed fox is, like, an urban legend. Why does the tail split? There's a reason that they have. And then, it can split up to 9 or something, but there's, like, the two-tailed fox is a reason, like, in the spirit realm.
Yeah, I know that shit was in Avatar, too. Or, like, a three-tailed fox.
Yeah, well, foxes with many tails, essentially.
Yeah. Lots of celebs love Pokemon. Don't really care about that.
Yeah, it's just too easy to... Anybody can... Everybody knows a few Pokemon that they can fake their fandom.
Oh, and many of the dubs, Ash is voiced by women. With the exception of Portuguese and Spanish, she's voiced by a man. I better see something on this list about the freaking... The Pokemon song. Like, I wonder if our... intro song that was made for the American audience ended up getting played in Japan and all other countries because of how hard it hit.
Yeah, I'm assuming. I mean, I know obviously
There's no way anybody did better than that guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the best one they came up with, and I don't even think it's like, it's just straight up made. You know, like the One Piece song, the English version, the We Are? It's, like, dubbed off of the tune and the themes of the Japanese. Like, this is, like, straight up the Pokemon theme song is just straight up made. Like, I don't think they, like, use the tune or the melodies or themes from, like, a Japanese opening. I think they just straight up came up with their own song. Fairly sure.
That makes sense. Makes it even pretty common. That we did it. It's ours.
I think it's the same with, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, I don't think that was... I think they... Back in the day, 4Kids used to get a hold of shit, and they just did whatever the hell they wanted.
Yu-Gi-Oh! It's time to duel. All right, here's a cool stat. Over 88 billion Pokemon have been caught on Pokemon Go, which I never played that, but did you? You ever go around on your bike looking for Pokemon to catch on Pokemon Go?
Yeah, I played it for a decent while when it was... I mean, I remember going like down to the Riverwalk, and I mean, there was everybody was out with their phones trying to catch some MFs. Or I remember driving around, me and my friend were driving around in his Jeep. Whenever we'd see it, we'd pull over and get out if we saw like a rare Pokemon to go catch it.
Did they run away?
No, they're just like
there.
Or was
it pretty much guaranteed? Like,
It's hard to catch them. I don't think you fought them. I think you just had to keep throwing balls at them. But then you had to like pay for more Pokeballs or spend your money and all these different things. But yeah, they got away sometimes, and you had to like accurately throw the balls too. So you had to like slide your finger good, because you didn't hit them in a good spot. You'd just waste the ball.
Jeez.
I mean, it was pretty fun. I mean, I don't know how many people are still playing it, but. I'm glad I was part of the craze.
It was a craze you'll remember forever. Now if they could just release real Pokemon into the wild, maybe in the metaverse, that's what it'll be.
Yeah. I'm sure they will when VR gets far enough. I mean, eventually all games will probably be somewhat VR, so... And that'd be a pretty easy one to do.
It would be.
Because you don't have to, like, have your hands or anything... to fight, you just be like, it'll just feel like you're there, but you're essentially doing the same thing. Maybe it'll
be voice
commanded.
Yeah, it'd be cool to like stand next to your Pokemon as they battle.
Tell them to hit the flamethrower on somebody and just see another Pokemon get charred.
Yeah. It'd be cool to yell out the move you want them to do, too. Hit him with another harden! Keep hardening! All right, let's move on. So the smallest Pokemon is one called Flabébé. It's 10 centimeters tall. Looks like a little fairy. It's one of those new gen.
They're all
but
short.
The largest...
Even Charizard, they've seen the shit where he's like 5 foot something.
Charizard?
Yeah, he's pretty short. He's like human height.
There's no way he's only 5 foot.
I'm pretty sure he's like 5 foot something. I'll go ahead with yours. I'll pull it up.
Oh shit, you're right. He's 5'7".
That's what I'm saying. Oh, like,
how the hell were they riding on this dude? Weren't they riding on his back and shit?
I mean, Ash is like 10 years old, so you got to think he's about 4 feet.
Oh my gosh. Mewtwo, guess how tall Mewtwo is?
Like 4'8".
No, he's a monster. He's the freaking Kevin Durant
he's tall.
Of Pokemon. He's 6'7".
I think I've seen that meme where it'd be like, Mewtwo, and then it'd be like, get your ass on the post. Or like, be like just some NBA team that needs a big man. They'd be like, what are you doing? We need some some size.
I had no idea that they were all that small. Dang, that would have been a fun list to look at, but
that's what I'm saying. Like, if Charizard didn't have fire, like, we'd be squaring up with him, just fist fighting his ass.
Ain't no way Ash could have squared up with Mewtwo. Like, dude, the guy's 6'7". You ain't going to be able to punch him in the head.
Yeah, that guy, they got carried away with that one. They're like, let's just make this guy 6'7". Even freaking, so like, even Onyx is big, obviously, but he's not, like, we picture him, like, the size of a building. He's not, like...
About to look it up. You know how to spell Onyx?
O-N-Y-X, right?
Nope. I-X.
What? Is it really?
That's what I'm seeing, yeah. Wait, he's tall as hell, Brennan. He's 28 feet and 10 inches.
Oh, shit. I guess I was bullying.
What the hell are you talking about?
I thought he was... I mean, I was going to think he was like 10 feet, but... You know what I mean? Like, that fits in our house, but yeah.
They even
like
have
20...
a weight on this dude. He's actually pretty light for his height. He only weighs a whopping 463 lbs.
Shit, I was thinking he was about 28 feet long. I was thinking, like, 2 tons.
Yeah, they definitely misjudged the poundage on a 28-foot rock bed.
Yeah, they don't... The show doesn't do the best job of, like, showing the size of all these Pokemon either.
No, they don't.
I mean, they
Charizard
maybe they
being
do,
5'7", that's a travesty.
I mean, travesty. Yeah, it is kind of weird, you know, just... that just like me, I'd be a little bit taller than him, standing next to his ass.
Yeah. You remember the boss you fight in Pokemon Shield and Sword, Eternatus?
No.
It's the one you fight on the roof.
I mean,
it looks like a giant, like, it looks like the, shoot from Attack on Titan. Looks like the Founding Titan, like a giant spine, this thing. It's blue and red.
I don't really remember.
It's the tallest, or I should say the largest Pokemon at 100 meters tall. For reference, the Eiffel Tower is 300 meters.
Damn.
So this thing's big. Eternatus. Did you ever watch Detective Pikachu with Ryan Reynolds as voicing Pikachu?
Yeah, I watched it.
Fun little fact, Rhyme City that it was based in, or the movie was set in, is based on London.
I guess I could see that. I didn't really put that together because it was kind of a little... I've never been to London, but I think of, like, Big Ben. You know, I feel like they had a lot of neon lights and shit around, but I could see that.
Oh, dang. Here's another interesting one. So Misty and Jesse from Team Rocket are both voiced by the same English voice actor, Rachel Lillis.
Jesse? Oh, I was thinking of James. Yeah. I was thinking of James. I was like, what? That doesn't
Jesse.
Even sound like...
James.
I could see that.
Jesse and Misty.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of them did... I mean, I'm sure they had maybe tops 5 voice actors, and they just did all the Pokemon, all the... Like I said, I bet maybe 1 or 2 people just did all the Pokemon. They just got some dude in there. Just started winging it until he found the right voice.
Hey, did you know there's a Pokemon called Number One Trainer?
No.
Apparently, it's a super rare card, and in 2020, it sold for $90,000 because there are only a few...
Shit.
Ever in, made in existence. The Number One Trainer.
Is it just like the card, just like red?
It's the rarest Pokemon card ever created. I gotta look up what this card is. The Number One Trainer.
Number one trainer. For some reason, I imagine it's like red, you know, from the original Pokemon games.
Oh, it's got... It's a holographic promotional card awarded to... It just looks like a... Well, I'm seeing a bunch of different ones. Okay. Oh, it's in Japanese. That's why. It was a Japanese card. We never saw this shit before.
Just says trainer, Bill. Draw two cards. The first one that came up on Google. Doesn't look very interesting.
A lot of these cards that sold for a ton are just like one-off. They're not actual Pokemon cards. They're like ones that people... Looks like people made these.
I saw the number one trainer Lugia card. It's kind of cool.
Dang, this Lugia card sold for $144,300 in May of 2021. First edition holographic Lugia.
I mean, I get that they're rare and that is cool, but it's nuts that like...
Somebody paid $144,000 for that.
I mean, the crazy thing to think about is like some nerd that likes Pokemon, you know, like somebody like us got that rich enough to be like, I'm fucking getting it.
I know.
That's my favorite part about it, that it's just like, just somebody like us became like a multimillionaire. It's like, I got 150
bought
grand.
That shit.
I got 150, I'll buy it.
Oh shit, somebody bought a Blastoise in January of 2021 for $360,000. This is an English, just holographic Blastoise.
Yeah, I think I mean, people get the gist of it, I think, like, there's been Charizards going for, I think, probably...
Here it is. $420,000 in March of 2022.
Yeah, he's the one that everybody
wants.
The first edition Charizards, holo. People they'll give their left nut for that thing.
Oh my gosh. I'm blown away. I am absolutely blown away.
House payment, or not a house payment, a full-blown house loan on a Charizard. An expensive house, too.
All right, here's another good fact. We're getting close to the end here, people. There are nearly a thousand different types of species of Pokemon in total, split into 18 different categories. There were originally only 151, but the number continues to grow, and currently, as of 2023, there are 898 Pokemon. That's crazy that that's why we're like, we don't know what Pokemon this is. There's 7 times the amount of Pokemon that what we watched growing up and played.
Yeah, I saw, it's weird enough, I was watching this YouTube video, I think just last night, and it's just like, the theme of it was like low stakes conspiracy theories. So it's just like conspiracy theories, but they're not like, you know, 9/11 or John Lennon. It's just like low stakes, like, it's not going to have any effect on your life. It's just kind of fun to think about. And one of them was, that all the Pokemon games come out and they're in reverse order. So like the first Pokemon, what is that first region? Indigo. The Indigo region is the newest region.
That's interesting.
Because why would there be like every year it's like, oh shit, there's a whole new fucking continent of Pokemon we've never known about, like every time. So the only way to really think about it is that they're going in reverse order, reverse chrono order.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense, I suppose.
Like each game gets older. It's not...
They gotta explain it.
It's not stated by Pokemon, obviously, but it's just somebody had posted that as their conspiracy theory.
All right, here's another cool one. So there's a way to spot the difference in a Pikachu in the games as a male or female. So the ones that have a dent in the end of their tail that make it look almost like a heart shape instead of a lightning bolt, like just a standard flat end lightning bolt, those are females.
I was just
the males
the
just have the standard
little symbols.
I know, but before you catch them, when they're just rummaging around in the grass, if you're trying to catch you a girl, you got to get the dented tail.
I was thinking in the old games where you didn't really, like, I can get in the new runs, you can see them, like, charge at you and shit, but back in the day, you just had to go through the grass and wait.
True.
Till something random came up and just hope there's a Pikachu roaming around in that area.
Well, that's pretty much all of the cool stuff that I wanted to mention from that list. Anything else Pokemon related you want to mention? Any nostalgia of that got brought back up in talking about this shit? Oh, sorry, just burped while talking.
No, not really. I mean, I'm not a mega Pokemon. I mean, I am, but I haven't like kept up with it in my older age. You know. I mean, obviously, I know that Ash finally won and his little saga kind of ended and all that, but you know, I just know enough to somewhat be in touch with it. Kind of hard to go back and really get in the anime for me, because it is, and I think it should be, really targeted toward kids, because that's kind of one of the good things about it. I think that it's just straight up for kids, just 10-year-old journeying on his own with some friends. Something that never happened in real life, but everything you'd want.
Yeah. It's kind of I mean, we've talked about this before. As an adult, you just realize, like, how kind of messed up Pokemon is. Like, let's catch these things. You make them live inside of a little ball, and you throw them out, and, like, immediately their obedience is to fight until they either pummel the person they're fighting or they get pummeled. You know what I mean?
I mean,
like, I'm surprised it hasn't had, like, more abundant backlashing in today's woke society of, like, this is animal fighting.
People have been trying to say that for years, but in the end, I think it's just a game and TV story of non-real animals for kids, and I don't think it's really teaching people. Like, we've played it all the time growing up, and we never, like...
Never were violent.
We never got our chihuahua and went to our neighbor's house and be like, let's fight these things. Our chihuahua versus your wiener dog. Like, we never, like, were influenced to be like, all right, let's take our bird out of the cage and make him fight our dog. It never even crossed our minds.
Yep.
And I think that's with the spirit of the show. They always get knocked out, and the trainers are always really friendly with each other, and they always...
Yeah, and with their Pokemon, there's always a respect there.
You know, and Brock always wanted to be, like, a Pokemon trainer, but not, like, a fighting trainer. And there's all different kinds in the game. Like, some people do them for beauty contests. Some people breed them.
Yep.
There's memes on the phone. There's old Pokemon memes where it's, like, the Ditto whenever you bring a new Pokemon to the farm. To the breeding farm.
Oh, and the Ditto just transforms.
Well, because, you just breed everything with a Ditto, because then you know you get the right one. You only had to have one of it.
That's funny as hell.
That's an old one. I haven't seen one in a while, but I remember that shit. Be like that one TikTok where people just put the picture, but then they, like, control the mouth of it. It'd be like Ditto.
Wasn't there an episode about a Ditto where it could, like, transform into anything, but it couldn't change its eyes, so you could still tell it was a Ditto?
I don't remember. I mean, sounds like that could have been an episode. I don't remember that one specifically, though.
Yeah, I think I remember that. It was like somebody on the road that they come across that's got a Ditto, and it's not like other Ditto, and it's outcasted because it can't transform to truly look like everything else, because its eyes always look like just the black dots. It doesn't ever change its eyes.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember, but that sounds exactly like a Pokemon episode, because then there's a trainer that they can help out, make a new friend.
Yes.
That's the format right there.
Yep. All right. To close out the episode, what's your favorite Pokemon of all time? And it can't be Charizard.
Mine is probably Eevee.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. What's the evolved form of Eevee? Are you keeping it? You keeping it at the standard?
No, I'd probably evolve it to a Jolteon, more than likely.
Nice.
That's kind of what I've always gone with. But then they had to come out with, like, Umbreon too, and then I was like, damn, they're kind of cool, but I'll stay with my youth. I always wanted the Jolteon, even though they're all freaking sick, honestly. Vaporeon, I just never liked the water type, but I like the design.
Yeah, the Flareon was legit too.
And then after that, probably just Squirtle.
Yeah, Squirtle would be a good pick. I'm just thinking, like, if I just had to have, like, a pet, like, if I'm thinking it was just, like, a Pokemon to just keep around all the time, almost like a dog or a cat.
Yeah.
I feel like the easiest one would be Bulbasaur.
I mean, he's just a plant, though. I might be allergic. That's why I'd go with, like, Eevee or Vulpix, something, or a Growlithe.
Yeah, Growlithe is just basically a dog.
I mean, yeah, he's a canine-type Pokemon, so you'd be pretty safe.
I know, yeah, for sure I wouldn't want, like, Lickitung or Snorlax.
Yeah, if I was just going for
a Golduck. Psyduck, that's the most annoying Pokemon ever.
Yeah, Golduck's hard AF. But yeah, I'd probably just go with that. Now, if I had to have one to, like, win the Pokemon League, I wouldn't really want, like, a humanoid one like Lucario, because sometimes that guy be talking, and I wouldn't want one of those.
Get you a Hitmonchan or a Hitmonlee.
Yeah, just something that just throws hands and Primate. And legs.
Primate was a pretty good one too. Mankey.
Yeah, shoot, those the classics.
Mankey, low key. I remember Colton. That was what his like best Pokemon was. You get him evolved into a Primate. He's got that move that where he just goes like ape shit and hits like 10 times in a row.
Yeah,
it's unstoppable.
On the originals, I always kind of built up the same party. I always had to get a Nidoran to get him involved. I always like to have a Machoke and get him involved all the way. Yeah, I just always had the base I caught. I wasn't ever really a Rattata guy. You always liked Rattatas.
Yeah, the Raticates are freaking that fang like, bite, man.
Just went from a rat to a fucking hamster. It's just like, what's the point? Dude's weak.
He's got them teeth.
And then Pidgey, you gotta have a fly type, so you gotta have a Pidgey or a Talo.
Yeah, because you gotta be able to use fly end game on the Game Boy.
Yeah, it's just like you're gonna pick a Sparrow over freaking Pidgey.
Yep, you gotta pick up a couple Diglets so you can use Dig. There's a lot of shit you gotta strategically like keep Pokemon in your party.
And that's why you gotta have the water type so you can swim.
If anybody's got any thoughts about Pokemon, anything that we said, hit us up in the Discord. I know that we have still not been in there very much, but we're going to get a wild hair and get in there. I know other people are in there. Let us know what your favorite Pokemon was. Hope everybody enjoyed this episode. I'm Jordan.
Brennan.
We are the Evans Bros, also known as the Casual Anime Fanatics. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week. And as always, peace out.